Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John C. Maxwell is a leadership and communication book that argues that effective communication is not measured by how much information is delivered, but by whether real connection is achieved. Maxwell frames communication as a relational act, one that requires attention to the listener, emotional awareness, simplicity, authenticity, and trust. The book is written for readers who want to improve how they speak in one-on-one conversations, small groups, teams, or public settings. Especially in leadership roles where influence depends on how well people are reached. Rather than presenting communication as a purely technical skill, it treats it as a disciplined practice shaped by attitude and intent. The central purpose is practical to help readers become more persuasive, more credible, and more effective by focusing on the human side of communication rather than the mechanics of talking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, connection, not transmission, is the real measure of effective communication. Maxwell's core distinction is between communicating and connecting. Communication can happen whenever information is sent, but connection only happens when the message is received in a way that creates understanding, trust, or engagement. This shift matters because many speakers assume that clarity alone is enough, when in practice, influence depends on whether the audience feels reached. The book repeatedly emphasizes that connection increases a person's ability to lead, persuade, and collaborate. That makes the argument broader than public speaking. It applies to daily conversations, workplace interactions, and leadership settings. The value of this idea is that it changes the goal of communication from self-expression to mutual understanding. Instead of asking whether a message was said well, Maxwell asks whether it landed well and created the intended human response. This is the foundation for the rest of the book's advice. Secondly, effective connectors begin by valuing other people before they speak. A major theme in the book is that connection starts with attitude. Maxwell argues that people connect better when they genuinely value others, care about their needs, and approach conversations with the intention to add value, rather than to impress, dominate, or self-promote. This is an important analytical point because it shows that communication problems are often ethical or relational before they are technical. If a speaker is focused only on personal agenda, the audience tends to feel it, and the message loses force. Maxwell therefore places empathy, respect, and audience awareness before technique. The practical implication is that listening becomes as important as speaking, since understanding another person is part of honoring them. This principle also explains why the book is useful in leadership. Trust is strengthened when people believe a communicator is oriented toward their welfare, not merely their compliance. In this sense, connection is not manipulation. It is a form of relational credibility. Thirdly, simplicity makes complex ideas more usable and more persuasive. Maxwell stresses that strong communicators keep messages simple. The point is not to oversimplify important ideas, but to remove unnecessary clutter so people can actually grasp and remember what is being said. This principle matters because complexity often weakens communication, not by making it less intelligent, but by making it less accessible. A communicator may know a topic well yet still fail to connect if the message is buried in jargon, abstraction, or excessive detail. Maxwell treats simplicity as a difficult discipline rather than a shortcut, because it requires the speaker to decide what is essential and present it with precision. The benefit is twofold: listeners are less likely to be confused, and the main idea becomes more likely to lead to action. In leadership, simplicity also helps align teams around shared purpose. The book therefore presents simplicity as a strategic tool, not merely a stylistic preference. Clear communication is more persuasive because it respects the listener's attention and cognitive limits. Fourthly, connection is strengthened through shared experiences, interest, and emotional resonance. Another important contribution of the book is its attention to how people actually experience communication. Maxwell argues that good connectors capture interest, create experiences people enjoy, and communicate in ways that resonate emotionally, not just logically. This is a practical insight, because audiences do not respond only to ideas, they respond to the manner in which those ideas are delivered. A speaker who is present, energetic, and attentive creates a different experience from one who is flat or detached. The book also suggests that memorable communication often happens when the listener feels included rather than lectured. This is why finding common ground matters so much. Shared reference points make messages easier to accept and remember. Maxwell's emphasis on experience broadens communication beyond words alone. Tone, timing, relevance, and interpersonal warmth all shape whether connection occurs. In effect, he treats communication as a designed encounter in which the speaker must consider both content and atmosphere if the goal is genuine influence. Lastly, authenticity and lived example are what make communication credible. Maxwell's final major emphasis is authenticity. He argues that communicators must live what they say, because people detect inconsistency quickly, and trust breaks down when words are not backed by character. This principle gives the book a moral dimension. Connection is not just a technique for getting results, but a reflection of integrity. If a speaker believes one thing and performs another, the gap weakens authority. By contrast, consistency between message and behavior makes communication believable and durable. This is especially important in leadership, where people evaluate not only what is said, but whether the speaker's life supports it. Maxwell also implies that authenticity reduces the distance between speaker and listener, making connection more natural and less performative. That distinguishes true influence from polished rhetoric. The book's practical value is that it encourages readers to improve not only their delivery, but also their character. Because credibility is built when communication and conduct reinforce each other. In conclusion, everyone communicates. Few Connect is best suited for readers who want to improve their influence in leadership, teaching, business, ministry, or everyday relationships. It is especially useful for people who already communicate often but feel that their words do not consistently produce trust, engagement, or action. The book offers practical benefit because it reframes communication around the listener rather than the speaker, making it useful for one-on-one conversations, teams, presentations, and organizational leadership. Its value is not in technical rhetoric or research-heavy theory, but in a clear set of principles and habits that can be applied immediately. Compared with many communication books, it stands out for its simplicity and its moral emphasis. Maxwell does not treat communication as performance alone. He treats it as a way of valuing people, building trust, and increasing influence through authenticity. That makes the book more durable than a manual of presentation tricks. Readers looking for a concise, accessible framework for becoming more effective and more credible communicators will find it especially relevant. It is a practical leadership book that connects communication skill with human relationship, which is why it remains widely recommended in its category. If you would like to support John C. Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.